Have you ever embarrassed yourself so badly in public that you had to go sit in your car and cry so no one could see you?
I want you to remember, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to tell people, who was the first person that told you not to worry about it? Who was the first person that told you to let it go? Let it go.
I did that. I embarrassed myself in front of 9,000 people, including two of our big bosses.
It's going to be fine.
It's over.
It's totally over. There's nothing that you can do about it. Nothing you can worry about it anymore or whatever. And the next time, nobody will be none the wiser.
Here's what happened. It's 10 days ago. I was hosting a concert. Now, it was a big concert at a big arena. And originally, I was only supposed to go on at 6 p.m. and introduce like the beginning bands. And I did that. But the band offered for me to come on right before they went on. Here's the problem.
It was very nice of them to do that.
Mm-hmm. It was 9:15. And it was a Friday night, and I was exhausted. But I was like, you don't turn that opportunity down, right? And I was like, listen, I'm a pro. I've been doing this for many, many years. I know what to do. I know what to say. I get up there. I'll just do my thing, be off the stage in 3 minutes, and great. It was a good exposure, right?
3 minutes, 30 seconds. Get up there. I mean, if you're doing it right, it's one and done, and you're gone.
They come to get me, and I leave my notes at my seat. And again, I'm a pro. I don't need my notes. Rookie mistake number one. Bring your notes, okay? I get backstage and I'm yawning and my boss looks at me. He's like,
bad.
You all right? You all right? I go, I'm good. I'm tired. I had a really bad cold, but I got it all under control. I get on stage in front of 9,000 screaming people that are so excited for the headliner to go on the stage. I introduce the wrong station that I'm from. The wrong station. Number one. Okay. Throws me off. I go, oh my God, what's happening to me? The second thing I had to do is I had to thank the nurses that were there. We had about 500 nurses or something like that that were there. And I wanted to thank the hospital that they had come from. I couldn't remember the hospital name. And I just kept making up hospital names. Southwest Health. Northwest Health. It's a west of health of north of Southwest.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm an idiot.
I mean, you didn't tell me that part when you told me, when I immediately told you it was going to be fine. You didn't tell me that you made up names.
I just couldn't. The words would just come coming out of my mouth.
Sometimes just shut up.
I couldn't shut up.
Okay.
It was awful.
Was there anything else?
Yes.
What else?
And then I had to give out the phone number for the audience to text a keyword to win autographed drumsticks, and I couldn't remember the station phone number, so I gave out the wrong phone number. And then I had to apologize and explain that I had been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my. You did that on stage?
I told you. It was terrible.
You didn't tell me these parts of it. You only told me part of it.
And then I walked off, and it was like I had dreamt the whole thing. And one of the other DJs that's a good friend of mine, the minute we walked off, she just hugged me.
Oh.
And she was like, it's going to be okay. So I just walked off stage in a daze, and I went back to my seat.
Oh.
The big boss gives me a hug, and he's like, you know, we're really proud that you work for us.
You didn't tell me all of that. You told me he hugged you.
I told you it was terrible,
which I thought was epic,
Raven.
But oh my gosh.
I mean, it was terrible.
I can't wait to announce a show there because they're going to carry me out on the shoulders like Rudy if I just don't fall off the stage. Or as a matter of fact, if I fall off the stage, they might like me even more.
I had a drink. I stood there for 5 minutes, watched the band, and then I said, I have to get out of here. And I went in my car and I sobbed. I cried so hard.
Now,
I don't know what happened
to me. It wasn't worth it for you to do that.
Oh, all right. But you know what? Make me feel better. Did you ever embarrass yourself in public? Like, really embarrass yourself? What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever embarrassed yourself so badly in public that you had to go sit in your car and cry? I almost threw up. You know, that's how bad I felt after what happened. I couldn't even believe it.
I'm just saying again that you need to forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. It's over.
I have a rule. When something like this happens, 7 days I can be upset. But after 7 days, I have to let it go. And this is day 11, which is what, 10 or 11, which is why I can talk about it. I'm letting it go. I stood on stage in front of 9,000 people at a concert. And I butchered it. I was supposed to bring the band out. I said the wrong station name. I gave the wrong phone number to win an autographed drumsticks. I was supposed to thank the nurses there. I couldn't remember the hospital name. I was a mess. And it was obvious to everybody there.
And the announcement took over 3 minutes.
And
that's a big no-no.
I have the people in charge of the band on side screaming at me to get off the stage because they have a hard set time to start to get on stage.
That's normal.
Help me feel better. When did you embarrass yourself so badly in public? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Colleen.
Oh, my God. I was in the McDonald's drive-thru line, and I got a flat tire. Like, realized it as they're handing me my McFlurry.
Oh, my gosh. Were you able to pull out of the line, or did you have to just sit in the line and, you know, eat your burger while you waited for AAA to show up?
Oh, yeah, what? I just had to sit there. I didn't want to, like, damage the hubcap or anything, and I'm like, I don't know enough about that stuff, but I was just like, oh, my God, because it was really flat.
People drive miles. I would be freaking out if I was behind you. Freaking out. You are going to roll this thing 15 feet out of the way. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
It's been so hot.
Like, how do you get out of that line? If you're behind that person, you have to be like, listen, I'll help you lift your car over this curb.
There is no reason for it to stay there. I'm pushing it. Pushing it. Let's go.
I'm like handing people their fish fillets.
This is going to be fantastic. You were there at the show? Hello?
I was there with you.
It was terrible,
yes,
right? You can be honest.
No, it was not terrible. The girl I was with didn't realize who you were. And I said, I listen to them every morning. I love her.
See?
And I said, that poor girl's been up since like 3 a.m.
You know what? And here's the thing. First off, a phone number on stage is a joke. Nobody hears the phone number correctly. Nobody remembers it.
That's so not true. We had 1,200 entries after we got it right.
Those people were faking.
You did, but... But listen, did you hear when Jewel forgot the words to her own song?
See? So it could have been worse. Jewel won like awards and stuff for those songs.
I've never won an award for anything.
Exactly. Listen, you won an award. I was tired and I'd only up from 8 a.m.
Right. Yeah. See?
But you were just so human. It was so, it's just genuine and you're a human being and it just goes to show no matter who you are, even Jewel. Train, mm-hmm. You can forget your words in front of all those people, and you did great.
Did Jewel also try and make up words, though? when she didn't know the words, yes! Did she just kind of mumble off, or did she try and make things up? Because Anna made up like 8 hospitals,
she,
I heard.
She made up a song.
Oh, okay.
She made up the words as she went along, and she just hummed and made it all up about them being here.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, you should have done the same thing.
No, it was very enjoyable.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.